Wisdom and truth, says Jonathan Cott, are abundant in the pages of children's literature. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Cott is the author of Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, in which he tries to show that children's books transcend childhood.
They deal with the most eternal and most important issues that I think one can deal with, you know, in literature, and they're filled with wisdom, and they're filled with understandings about life, and they're geared to very young minds, but they also can be read by adults with a different perspective, and adults can find enormously truthful and deep things in these books.
Cott became obsessed with children's literature during the turbulent 1960s.
I was kind of depressed and emotionally distraught about a few things, and I stopped reading and writing for a while, which wasn't a very good idea because I had a fellowship to study contemporary English poetry in England. Someone gave me a book of fairy tales by George MacDonald, and I read one of them. It was called The Golden Key. And it was a story about a little boy and a little girl. It's about their getting older and entering the world of death. It was a very haunting and powerful story. I read it, and for some reason I just felt a curing effect from this story.
Cott then set out to read all he could of Victorian children's literature, and he found that the books helped him to deal with the problems in his life. He began to reread the books he had enjoyed as a child.
I remember liking Ferdinand the Bull, which is a story about a bull that sits under a cork tree and smells the flowers rather than going into the bull ring and getting killed. Which I thought was quite intelligent on the bull's part, Ferdinand's part, when I was young, and it really influenced me a lot to make me realize that macho behavior and going to combat is not necessarily the thing I wanted to do.
Even the Peter Rabbit book should not be underestimated.
I think Beatrix Potter book, which is meant for a very, very young person, can be read by both a 4-year-old and a 40-year-old and an 80-year-old, and I think that those books are filled with truths about life and understandings about life that are Shakespearean in their scope.
Jonathan Cott, author of Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, The Wisdom of Children's Literature. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Jonathan Cott is the author of Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. It's an affirmation of his belief that children's literature is packed with wisdom that people of all ages can apply. The Wizard of Oz, for example.
The Tin Woodman is looking for a heart. The Scarecrow is looking for brains. The Lion is looking for courage, and Dorothy is looking to get home. And if you think about it, as the book progresses, the characters in every situation when they have to deal with dangerous situations reveal that they have within themselves what they're really supposed to be looking for.
Cott believes that the standards of contemporary writers of children's literature are high.
I think that children's literature, at its best, contemporary children's literature, is on a par with the greatest of all children's literature. Certainly, obviously I'm biased in this case, but I think the people I've interviewed and encountered in my book are amongst the most extraordinary creators of children's literature that there have been.
Some of those writers are William Steig, Maurice Sendak, and Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, who was maligned for many, many years, considered kind of a guy who couldn't draw and wrote all these kind of insane books that only little children liked. Those books are also filled with incredibly profound ideas about life, even though they're wonderfully delightful, silly, entertaining, and everything else, but they're filled with fantastic things.
Cott's favorite Dr. Seuss is To Think That It Happened on Mulberry Street.
That book represents really what I think children's literature is about, the allowing a child or an adult or anyone to be able to imagine things in his or her own way. And this is something that don't want to get polemical about it, but television doesn't really allow you to do that much. It can, of course, you know, I mean, there are some exceptions. But generally, if someone's watching television, the material changes very rapidly. 2 or 3 seconds or 4 seconds is the length of the average shot I gather on television. And, you know, it doesn't allow you to really draw back and sort of imagine, take what you've seen and let it simmer, so to speak, within you.
Jonathan Cott, author of Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jonathan Cott interviews some of the major writers of children's literature in his book, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. People such as William Steig, Dr. Seuss, and Maurice Sendak. Understandably, Cott is worried about the impact of the electronic age on reading.
I think children read less because they watch television more and working at their computers and playing video games, and that's the cliche seems to be true, unfortunately. You know, the art of storytelling is not thriving amongst very young children. I think parents should be, or adults, or whoever should be telling stories to their children, and to each other, for that matter.
Cott believes that reading compels one to think.
If you read 20 hours a day, I think there's something wrong. I think if you watch television 20 hours a day, there's also something wrong. So, you know, I don't want to criticize television, you know, as the enemy. But I think that it's very seductive, and it doesn't allow you to use your imagination, I think, as much as reading does.
And Cott notes that many children's books today have media tie-ins.
Recent bestsellers for children. Number 1, the E.T. storybook. 2, The Black Stallion Return Story. 3, The Outsiders. You can see those are based on those for movies. So the thing is that I think children are reading things that relate to things that they see in different media, and that means television and movies, I shouldn't say unfortunately. I think E.T. and Star Wars and films like that are really fantastic works of children's literature, but in the guise of movies.
Cott's argument is that the wisdom of children's literature reaches out to help one better understand his or her life. As for Cott, he's always reading children's books.
I tend to carry children's books around with me because I just find them extremely, one, entertaining. I find them rewarding. I find them enlightening. I find them often profound. I find them funny. I find that I discover new things about them all the time.
Rolling Stone editor Jonathan Cott, author of Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.